Nature's first grain is gold. The first five words of Robert Frost's iconic poem, a tribute to the fleeting beauty of the natural world. A poem that bears unexpected similarity to one of America's national treasures. The Statue of Liberty was originally designed to be 305 feet of pure gold plates, a glimmering vision of hope, welcoming hundreds of thousands of travelers, immigrants, and refugees into the New York Harbor each year. Its designer, Frederick Bartholdi, opted for a new design, polished bronze, though he never expected it to take on its green patina. As nature left its mark on Lady Liberty, her meaning became multifaceted. With every ship sent into the harbor, America began to change. Because, in the words of Robert Frost, nothing gold can stay. The world written into our founding documents is not the one we know it to be, but perhaps something more inspired. A country built for change. The proof is in the parchment. The United States Constitution, despite its contributions to our contemporary democracy, never claimed to envision one. In over 4,000 words outlining the future of American government, not a single one says democracy. To guarantee a government that values liberty, the people have to define it. And we have. Which is why we stand today as a place of refuge, of representation, and freedom. Because true democracy isn't born from words written on a page. It is cultivated and shaped by individuals with complex backgrounds, thoughts, and feelings. These are the greatest attributes of American democracy. The ability of each generation of Americans to impose positive change, and the ability of our government to reflect it, no matter what time passes. It was declared on July 4, 1776, that to ensure our natural rights, governments, instituted among men, would derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. But if those who are governed begin to change, does our democracy stay the same? When America, 247 years later, is filled with new stories, experiences, and identities, can our government truly represent us? We are not the picturesque Athenian democracy. Because the visions of those who wrote of true democracy did not account for the stories of changed Americans, like my second grade teacher, who traveled 5,000 miles away from her home in Liberia, changed by the country's civil war, seeking refuge in America, where she would come to share her stories of her own country with my peers. Just several weeks ago, as I registered to vote, I thought of her and wondered, how will America reflect my story? I no longer need to wonder. Because the greatest attribute of American democracy lies in the ability of American citizens to take change into their own hands. In the 4,000 words that outline the American government, the most meaningful were found between the lines. A future for democracy that was to be written by its subjects. I think of the generations before myself who were faced with a tarnished democracy, one that bent to the will of gold, the will of those who aim to resist change. I think of their tenacity. I think of the younger generations who are faced with a world vastly different from the ones in our history books. I remember that we have the ability to remedy injustice. We take to the poll booths, the streets, and the classrooms to incite change. Our democracy is a reflection of who we are. In that reflection, I do not see a perfect picture. I see the faces of 330 million and counting. All different, all changed, and all proudly American. Their voices are what shape American democracy, even if they clash in times of unrest. In that reflection, I see the democracy imagined centuries before us, a picture best captured in the words of Frost. Nothing gold can stay. Perhaps America was never meant to be golden. Maybe we were destined to share the fate of Lady Liberty. Built as a symbol of freedom, and shaped by the spirits of generation after generation of Americans, colored with a beautiful new hue, forever changed, as it was always intended.